The Oklahoma State Board of Education is set to vote on a proposal that would require parents to show proof of their child's citizenship or immigration status when enrolling them in public schools. State Superintendent Ryan Walters is spearheading the plan, calling himself a trusted and proven conservative. His plan would not prohibit students without legal immigration status from attending school, but rather it would keep a tally. In 1982, a U.S. Supreme Court ruling affirmed the right of children living in the country illegally to attend public school. Walters has said he supports efforts by President Trump to enforce immigration laws, including allowing immigration and customs enforcement agents to enter public schools in Oklahoma. He told television station COCO, "The schools must comply. When we pass this, they will comply. This is part of their accreditation. This is part of our accountability measures. They don't get to pick and choose what they go by," Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters said. Walters added he is putting Oklahoma students first because, in his words, schools are crippled by the flood of illegal immigrants and the Biden-Harris open border policy. He has also been a critic of what he calls woke ideology in schools. His immigration plan is being met with strong opposition, including from demonstrators at the Board of Education meeting to administrators in Oklahoma City, which has more than 30,000 students. Superintendent Jamie Polk says the district is 57% Hispanic. She sent a letter home to parents saying every child has a right to a public education regardless of immigration status, adding, OKCPS does not, nor do we have plans to, collect the immigration status of our students or their families. State Senator Arturo Alonso Sandoval weighed in. He says the Hispanic community is scared, and parents are asking him if they should remove their children from schools.